welcome. Merry Christmas. Do you all remember the question I was going to ask you today? Do you remember? It was in a children's sermon like 2 weeks ago. What was I going to ask you today? What was your favorite gift that you got for Christmas this year? Think about it. Don't rush. Your favorite gift that you got this year for Christmas. Okay. Favorite gift?
My dresses.
You got dresses for Christmas? Lovely. Is that one of them? Are you wearing one of your new dresses? Oh, that was your birthday dress, yes. Favorite gift that you got?
Simon
who? The game, Simon. Wow. Have you played it? Are you pretty good? Not so much. Okay, that's all right. It takes time. Simon, that sounds fun. Favorite gift, Coco? Put you on the spot. Think about it. I'll get back to you. Favorite gift, Bailey? New American Girl doll. I didn't know they were still making those. Fabulous. Do you like it? Does it have red hair? I figured it had red hair. Favorite one. Favorite thing. You like them all, or you don't like any of them? You love them all. All gifts are equally good. Well, favorite gift? American Girl clothes. Does your doll have red hair? No. Did you come up with something? What is your favorite gift? Everything. I like that answer. What about your favorite gift? Legos or a sippy cup? I think it's the sippy cup. I wish I had one. Gifts, you all. Yeah, I know. Strong stuff on a Sunday morning. Gifts are so much a part of Christmas. And I'm always making fun of us making way too many gifts. But I was thinking, did anyone ever bring any gifts to Jesus on his birthday, which is Christmas? Let's go find out. Come on. Come on up here, all of you. Follow me. Yes, you can go under the rail. It's okay. What do you notice is different here?
The three,
where were they before?
They were
way over there.
They came from
a far place. And they found their way all the way over here. And here they are. And
they saw the angel and the sun.
Why don't you just do the sermon? That's perfect. They saw the angel and the star, and they came. And do you remember what they brought to Jesus?
No.
What? One each? Frankenstein? And myrrh and gold. It wasn't Frankenstein. It was frankincense. Frankenstein didn't come till much. Frankincense, which is what? A kind of incense? No. Yes. Gold? You know what that is?
Yeah.
Not me. What is myrrh? Got you on that one, didn't I? What's myrrh? Stinky oil. It has kind of a bitter... It's supposed to be really nice. I'm not a big myrrh fan, but they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, all gifts to who? Why? Because he was the new king. That's a neat way. Yeah.
He's special.
He's so special. And why else? It was his
birthday.
It was his birthday. So one of the reasons that we give gifts is because of the gifts that the Magi, the three wise guys, the three kings, brought to Jesus. I stand corrected. Because of the three wise men brought to Jesus. And so they were the special favorite gifts. And they reminded us that Jesus would be a king. Oil and gold, frankincense. All things that you would give a king named Jesus. So, I'm happy for your favorite gifts, but I'm really happy that we have Jesus who received his gifts on his birthday so that we could have each other. So, Merry Christmas. And soon I will be saying Happy Epiphany. We'll talk about that next Sunday. We'll see you all. Thank you.